Chapter 6. Kennedy. Riley and I were holed up in her bedroom. She looked less than thrilled that her mother had insisted we sleep in her old bedroom together, but what did she expect? We were adults, and my performance out there had been so convincing that I honestly wasn't sure Mrs. Kennedy would have objected if I'd knocked Riley up in here tonight. "You have to admit, this is pretty funny," I said.
"I'm glad you're amused."
Despite the fact that I truly did find all of this amusing, I didn't want to stay here if it was going to upset her. "Seriously, Riley, if you don't want to continue this, I can just go."
"No, I don't want you to drive home in this weather. It's fine."
"I insist on sleeping on the floor anyway." Not surprisingly, she didn't argue about that.
"Okay."
Riley's room was definitely dated. It must not have changed much from the time she was a teenager. A sparkly poster of a psychedelic flower hung on the wall, along with a framed photo of Justin Timberlake on her desk. It was from his NSYNC days when he had the longer curly hair.
"Timberlake, huh?"
"Stop, Kennedy. I was 10 when I got that. I'm not good at parting with things."
"You want to tell me to go bye-bye-bye right about now, don't you?"
"Look, if I knew you were going to end up in here, I might have cleaned up a bit."
"Nothing to be ashamed of. We all have our crushes."
"Oh, yeah? Who was yours?"
she asked, skeptically.
I scratched my chin and chuckled.
"Huh, let's see. When I was really young, I used to like Peg Bundy from Married with Children. I don't remember her real name."
Her eyes widened.
"The mom?"
"Yep."
"Oh, my God. You were like a MILF lover?"
"Yeah, at like 6 years old. What can I say? I like the big red hair and the spandex." She laughed.
"That's so twisted, but probably shouldn't surprise me."
Looking around, I asked, "You got anything fun to do in here? Board games or something?"
"We should probably try to get some sleep."
I was too wired to sleep, which really sucked for Riley. I walked around and picked a doll up off a shelf. "Aw, who's this?"
"That's Lovey."
The doll's face had red splotches all over it. "What's wrong with her face?"
"I left her out in the sun once. She got burned."
"You do realize that a doll doesn't have actual skin that can burn, right?"
"Well, I left her out in the sun. She turned red. How else do you explain that?"
I chuckled again. "You're adorable, Riley."
"Adorable? I thought you found me annoying."
"When have I ever said that? You've been the skeptical one all this time, not me. I've always found you adorable and funny and intriguing."
"Intriguing? Based on what?"
"Based on the fact that you get so damn worked up about everything. I knew there had to be so much more to you than just being a bitch. You're very self-protective. Being here has helped me piece some of the mystery together."
"Oh, yeah?"
She plopped down on the bed.
"Why don't you enlighten me about myself?"
"Well, I mean, the fact that your mother makes you feel inadequate, that clearly explains a lot. But now that I know what you told me about losing your boyfriend, I can see why you're a bit cautious. That's a huge loss, one that someone shouldn't have to go through so young. It makes my shit seem trivial."
"And what exactly is your shit? You've alluded to being in love at one time and then it ended. I mean, you gave up truly being Neil Armstrong for her. That had to have been something."
"Yeah, it was something, all right. Something I'd rather forget." I needed to change the subject. I spotted what looked like a Chewbacca cookie jar on the shelf. I picked it up. "This is interesting." Panicked, she leapt up to quickly stop me.
"Don't touch that!"
She placed it gently back on the shelf. "Whoa, what are you hiding in there? A dead body?" Her face turned red.
"Yes,"
she breathed out softly. "What?"
"It's Frankie's ashes. His parents split them up between his siblings and me."
"Oh, man." I scrubbed my hand across my face. "I'm sorry. Wow, I'm really batting 100 right now."
"You're fine, Kennedy. You didn't know."
She looked down at her feet, then back up at me.
"He was a Star Wars fan. I left his ashes behind when I moved to Manhattan, thinking it might help me move on. Clearly, it didn't."
"Jesus, that's heavy.
I blew out of breath. Here I was thinking you were hiding something stupid in there, like a vibrator or something.
If I were hiding my vibrator, you'd have to be much more creative to find it.
Oh, really? Are you saying it's hiding in this room somewhere? She bit her lip.
Maybe.
Why, Riley, you dirty girl, I teased. Is that a challenge?
No, because you'd never find it.
Oh, I bet I would.
No, you wouldn't, considering you're holding it and you don't even know.
What? Looking down at my hands, I realized I was still holding the doll with the sunburn. This isn't a vibrator. She took it from me.
I watched as she twisted the doll's head off and reached inside its hollow body, pulling out a small purple wand.
I laughed until I was wiping tears. Don't you accuse me of being warped ever again, Miss Kennedy.
Yeah, well, my mother is nosy. You do what you have to do.
Did you use that thing when you thought about JT? You know, break open the doll's head and rub one out to the beat of Tearing at My Heart? She threw the old vibrator across the room.
Oh, my God! Why did I even show you? I must be insane.
Because you're warming up to me. Admit it.
No, I think I'm just wired and losing my mind a bit.
She yawned.
Anyway, it's getting late. We should get to bed. I don't know where my mother keeps the spare bedding, and I can't actually ask her because she thinks you're sleeping with me. So how about if I give you my blanket and keep the comforter?
That works. Or I'm okay just sleeping on the floor with my coat.
No, take the blanket.
She handed it to me. Thanks. I lay down on the cold floor, wishing I could have been in that warm bed, snuggled up against her. Then again, maybe that would have been a bit dangerous, considering I probably wouldn't have been able to hide my excitement in that scenario, especially after all this talk of vibrators and Peg Bundy. But mostly because Riley was just beautiful. I couldn't fall asleep for the life of me. All was quiet and pitch black, so I couldn't tell if she was out yet or not.
Are you asleep?
I whispered.
I'm trying to,
she said flatly. Okay, I'll take that as you not wanting to talk. Sorry, good night. Her bed creaked.
What do you want to talk about?
You never told me how you ended up working for the publishing house.
I fell into it. Took an internship and never left. Ended up liking the literary world decently enough. How about you? How the heck did you go from wanting to be an astronaut to working in publishing?
I sighed. Well, after my breakup, I wanted to get away from some bad memories, so I packed my bags and took a train to the city. Didn't even have a job lined up. A buddy got me an admin position in the nonfiction department, and I eventually worked my way up to editor. So, not that different from your story.
It wouldn't have been my first choice for a career, she said, but it suits me. I've always considered myself a creative person.
Well, I mean, you hid your vibrator inside a doll. It doesn't get more creative than that. There was a moment of silence. Are you smiling? I asked.
It's dark, so I don't have to admit it if I am.
She was totally smiling. We both fell quiet again. Something had been bugging me all afternoon. I'd been pretty hard on Riley's family after I'd intercepted that letter she'd written to the advice columnist, going as far as calling her mother a materialistic, self-absorbed narcissist, if I remembered correctly. But after coming here and getting to know everyone a bit, I was realizing that was as far from the truth as it could get. So I sucked it up. I was a big enough man to admit when I was wrong. I owe you an apology.
You'll have to be more specific. Pretty sure you owe me at least 10.
I chuckled. I liked that Riley wasn't an easy sell. I meant for the things I said about your mother after reading your little letter to that columnist. She sighed.
My mom is a lot, I know. But the truth is that she's a really good person and an amazing mother. Those letters she puts out at Christmas time are obnoxious, yes, and make me cringe. But her heart's in the right place. She doesn't do it to shove our family successes in other people's faces. She does it because she's proud.
I nodded. Yeah, I get that now. I was wrong to say those things about her, and I totally misjudged the situation. Can you forgive me?
Riley said nothing for a solid minute before speaking again. Were you starting to worry I wouldn't accept your apology when I went quiet?
Yes. She laughed.
Okay, then we're even. I needed to make you feel bad before I forgave you.
Devil woman.
I have my moments.
A few minutes later, we were talking about some of the people I'd met tonight, when I heard the bed squeaking. It wasn't a big squeak, but it was a consistent, rhythmic one, like she was moving back and forth and maybe trying not to make it noticeable. I stopped mid-sentence when it dawned on me that she might be... No, she wouldn't. Had she put the head back on that doll? No, wait. She'd thrown the vibrator across the room. She couldn't be. But she had gotten up to give me a blanket and then went to the bathroom, so she could have picked it back up without me noticing. Though, wouldn't I have heard it? I could hear squeaking, but no buzzing. Unless maybe she was just using her hands. I stifled a groan at the thought. No way. She wouldn't. She couldn't. But there was that noise again. Low, but steady.
Squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak.
There was definitely something going on up on that bed.
What the hell was I doing on the floor at a time like this?
Apparently, Riley noticed I'd gotten distracted.
She what?
Shit. I had no idea what we had been talking about. Who?
Major Saunders.
What about her?
I don't know. You were the one who trailed off mid-sentence. You said Major Saunders told you, and then you just stopped talking. Did you fall asleep mid-sentence or something?
Yeah, I must have. Sorry.
It's fine, she said. It's late, anyway. We should get some sleep.
I was pretty sure I wouldn't be catching a wink all night after hearing that squeak, but whatever. Okay. Good night, Riley.
Good night, Kennedy.
I stared up at the ceiling, lost in thought. The kind of thoughts I definitely shouldn't be having while sharing a room with this woman. All of a sudden, the squeaking was back, and getting louder.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
And then she groaned. Definitely not the same groan she made when I said something to piss her off and she rolled her eyes. Because, yeah, she was pretty adorable when she did that. This was the kind of groan that you made when you were about to... I swallowed. Hard. What the hell? And more importantly, can I get in on that? After a minute of me holding my breath so I could listen for any more sounds out of Riley, she started to laugh. At first, it was a soft chuckle, but it quickly turned into a deep belly laugh. Oh my God, was she screwing with me? She wanted me to think she had her toy between her legs. I had to clear my throat to speak. What the hell is so funny? She was laughing so hard that she could barely get words out.
My neck is killing me. It's probably from the stress of the flight and all the lies that we fed my family today. So I'm lying here rubbing a knot next to my left shoulder blade, and I thought to myself, a little handheld massager would probably do the trick. And then I started to imagine what you might do if I got out of bed, picked my vibrator up from the floor, and turned it on without saying anything when I got back into bed. You probably would have thought I was using it. Using it. Not just using it on my shoulder. And that thought made me crack up for some reason.
I let out a big rush of air. She hadn't been pleasuring herself after all. Holy shit. The last few minutes had been pretty damn comical, as they so often were with this woman. I started to crack up. Riley laughed some more too, assuming I was amused by what she'd said. But this shit was too funny not to share with her. I literally had tears streaming down my face as I struggled to regain enough composure to string words together. Riley, I heard the bed squeaking the last few minutes, and I thought you were helping yourself with your little magic wand, or without turning it on since I couldn't hear any buzzing.
What? You thought I was with my right here in the bed with you 5 feet away? Have you lost your mind?
Now that she put it like that, it did seem a little far-fetched. A woman as uptight as she was, one who admitted to not having sex in a very long time, probably wouldn't whip out her battery-operated boyfriend in front of a colleague, even if it was her pretend boyfriend. I guess my imagination got carried away with itself.
Gee, you think?
After my body calmed down, I heard the low squeak of the bed start again.
I seriously doubted that the knot in Riley's neck was going to disappear without some help. I debated a few moments and then threw the blanket aside and got up. I walked over to Riley's bed and sat down on the edge of it.
What are you doing?
Relax, Riley. I'm going to help you get the knot out. You're probably just irritating the other side by trying to rub it yourself.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Yeah, neither was coming to your house and telling your family I'm an astronaut, yet that didn't stop either of us. So come on, turn over onto your stomach and let me help you out. She hesitated and eventually let out a big huff.
Fine, it's my left shoulder.
Riley shifted onto her stomach, and I put my hands on her shoulders getting ready to start. But I just couldn't help myself. I leaned in and whispered in her ear,
"Trust me, beautiful. I'm way better than your vibrator."